Okay. As I was passing John Sherman's barroom, John Sherman's barroom so early one morning, I spied a handsome young cowboy, dressed out in fine linens as though for his grave. I can tell by your outfit that you are a cowboy. Once in my saddle I used to be dashing, once in my saddle I used to be gay. I took to drinking and then to gambling, got shot in my breast, I know I must die. Go beat the drum lowly and play the fife slowly, beat the dead march as you carry me away. Carry me to the graveyard and throw the sod o'er me, for I'm a poor cowboy, I know I must die. Take this message to my dear old father, break the news gently to my mother so dear. There is another more dear than a sister, who will bitterly weep when she hears that I'm gone. But I hope someone worthy will gain your affections, for I'm a poor cowboy, I know I've done wrong. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. Those words came low but mournfully from the pallid lips of the youth that lay on his dying couch at the close of day. He had wasted and pined till o'er his brow death's shades were slowly gathering now. He thought of home and the dear ones nigh as cowboys gathered to see him die. He thought of home and the cot in the bar and the scenes that he loved in his childhood hour. I've always hoped to be laid when I died in the old churchyard on the green hillside. By the bones of my father there let me be. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. I hope to be laid where my mother's prayers and sister's tears could mingle there, and friends could come and weep o'er me. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. Oh, bury me not, and his voice failed there, but he did not his dying prayer. In a narrow grave, just 6 by 3, they buried him there on the lone prairie, where the dewdrops sparkle and the butterflies rest, and the wild rose blooms on the prairie's chest. In a narrow grave, just 6 by 3, they buried him there on the lone prairie.
Sing the same words in the
next year. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. Those words came low but mournfully from the pallid lips of the youth that lay on his dying couch at the close of day. He had wasted and pined till o'er his brow death's shades were slowly gathering now. He thought of home and the dear ones nigh as the cowboys gathered to see him die. He thought of home and the cot in the bar and the scenes that he loved in his childhood hour. I hope to be laid. I've always hoped to be laid when I die in the old churchyard on the green hillside. By the bones of my father there let me be. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. I hope to be laid where my mother's prayers and sister's tears could mingle there, and friends could come and weep for me. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. Oh, bury me not, and his voice failed there, but he did not his dying prayer. In a narrow grave, just 6 by 3, they buried him there on the lone prairie, where the dewdrops sparkle and the butterfly rest, and the wild rose blooms on the prairie's chest. In a narrow grave, just 6 by 3, they buried him there on the Lone Prairie. Now see what the difference is.
Oh, no, just sing it, and we'll erase it if it isn't good.
Me and my wife, we parted, and I never did think it was right. I gave her sixpence and a farthing, and bid the old lady good night. Fly king, sing dingle, ling dingle, fly king, sing dingle, ling day. Like umbo, bum, bo, larry, like folly, roll, diddle, roll day. Oh, if I catch you flirting with my Lulu gal, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll draw my razor across your throat and I'll cut you half in two. Doggone you, I'll cut you half in two. Oh, my Lulu gal wears silk satin, that is a navy blue. But all the shoes that my Lulu gal wear, $9 six-bit shoe. Doggone you, $9 six-bit shoe.
Trips. And the different ones of the other families would go to, several two-beat families. And one night we were sitting around the campfire and there was a man laying down on the ground with his head against the tree like that on his hand, and he sang that song.
He sang far. Was he with your group or he was some other man?
He was with one of the other groups.
Uh-huh.
We had musical instruments with us, you know, and my brother had a horn, my father had a violin, and we'd make music and sing folk songs.
That's a good sized
river. Yes, White River's a big river.
Where is that?
It was in Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
I've traveled 7 miles on backwater from that river in a boat to go out to land. We lived in the bend of the river. It was like that, you see. And the water was all the way across. It was 7 miles from
town, over where we crossed.
Newport.
Newport.
Yeah.
See, we lived right close to Newport. In that bend.
There's
right
a long bridge there. I mean, it's concrete bridge.
Yes.
And you have to go for a long ways before you get to the main bridge. And,
I don't find the one that has
the
dangerous
there.
It's a recent one, though. Not more than 2 or 3 months, but...
The man's name that sung the song five was Mr. Faust.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where
we're starting. Okay. I would just say this is the way they played Tom Came Walking Down the Meadow on a Long Summer Day.
Yes, they played Tom Came Walking Down the Meadow on a Long Summer Day, looking for a sweetheart in a long summer day, and he chose a girl. And then we said, we'll walk and talk together in the long summer day. And they held hands and went walking around. And every couple would do that and walk around in circles with each couple behind the others.
Mm-hmm. So they were all standing in couples when
all
they started
in couples,
it.
And that was the way to choose a partner, I guess, in for some other kind of a play.
Mm-hmm.
They'd get paired out like that.
Yeah. And the... Here sits a young girl all down asleep. They were all sitting down, you said.
No, she was sitting down.
She would be sitting down.
There'd
be a circle around her.
And she needs a young man to keep her awake, and so she would choose a man out of the circle.
Uh-huh.
And then she would get up and choose a man out of the circle.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember.
Don't remember what they did after that.
What they did after that.
How they did the Three Dukes of Variety.
Well, the three, that was children playing, that's just a child's play. The three would come up to the others, they'd all be standing in a line, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the three would come up, it would be the Three Dukes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I don't remember how they, it seemed like they would chase them off or something.
But it wasn't in a circle anyway, it was
no,
in a straight line sort of thing.
Line.
With this.
The Dukes would come back.
Yeah, and those other ones, those other three,
like
green gravel, were all in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Green Gravel and Tom and
the Dukes, they would be standing in a straight line, and the Dukes would be supposed to choose one, you see,
mm-hmm.
out of the line. And
yeah.
They'd say, which one of us will you have, sir?
Yes, yeah. Okay. Tell me how they played it, too.
Come in, young couples, two by two. Let me tell you what you can do. If you will be advised by me, I'll tell you how good this life may be. Here's Mr. Harris giving consent, very well pleased with the time you've spent. Dore me, fa, sol, la, you're Mr. Harris's son-in-law. I'm talking Son-in-law, you sweet little boy. Son-in-law, I wish you much joy. Son-in-law and daughter too. Take a sweet kiss and that will do.
How did they play that then?
Well, they'd come up in couples, you know, and they'd sing that to them, you know, and then they'd take a kiss, a sweet kiss, and step back and let another couple
they
come
kissed?
Up. They kissed until they all got, had couples, had yeah, chosen, you know, partners, and they'd have partners for any game
uh-huh.
they wanted to play where they had partners. Sweet cheese partners.
Kissing game.
Kissing game.
Okay, this was sung by your mother then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was her name?
Willie Blaylock. Mm-hmm. If she married my father, her name was Blaylock. Sweet Marie, come to me, come to me, sweet Marie. Not because your face so fair I love to see, but your soul so pure and sweet makes my happiness complete, makes me fall at your feet, sweet Marie. Every daisy in the dell knows my secret, knows it well, yet I dare not to tell, sweet Marie.
Songbook. Have you got a songbook
over? Oh, sing it with her, Gatlin.
Have you got a songbook?
No, yeah, but I don't think I have any
ready. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Sing us praise.